And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Health officials in Calaveras County are looking for answers after a child under the age of 5 contracted and recovered from measles. The Calaveras Health and Human Services Agency says the child was not vaccinated against the disease, and they reported that there's no known travel outside of Calaveras and Tuolumne counties at this time. Calaveras County health officials are encouraging the public to check their vaccination status to ensure they're vaccinated against measles. They say two doses of the measles vaccine has about a 97% effective rate at preventing measles if someone is exposed to the virus. According to Dr. Renee Ramirez, Calaveras County health officer, measles is a very contagious and serious disease. It's so contagious that 9 out of 10 people close to that person who are not immune will also become infected. Ramirez goes on to say measles is a preventable disease. Again, people should check their vaccination status to make sure they're fully protected against measles. If you're not, get vaccinated. If someone has symptoms of measles, officials are asking them to contact their doctor and to avoid walking into a clinic without advanced warning. Now, public health officials identified several locations where the public may have been exposed. On September 10th, Angels Camp Farmers Market and Playground at Utica Park. September 12th, Murphy's Farmers Market and Playground at Murphy's Community Park. September 13th, the Playground at Murphy's Community Park. September 15th, at the Rapid Care, Adventist Healthcare in Angels Camp, and Adventist Health at the Sonora Emergency Department. September 17th, Arnold Medical Clinic, and on September 20th at the Angels Camp Medical Clinic. Now, an infected person can spread measles even before knowing they have the disease, from 4 days before the rash starts through 4 days after the rash appears.
Calaveras County Public Health reports one new death due to COVID-19, a man in his 60s. A total of 74 Calaveras residents' deaths attributed to COVID-19. Now, there have been 36 new COVID cases reported in just the last 24 hours. There are now 53 active cases countywide, including one COVID hospitalization. 9 of the new cases in children under 17. Now, since the pandemic began, Calaveras County has had 547 COVID-19 positive children under 17. Now, anybody 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine, Pfizer approved for anyone 12 or over. In Calaveras County, vaccinations may be scheduled through myturn.ca.gov or by calling 833-422-4255. Calaveras has vaccinated 53.3% of their eligible population.
And a federal judge has ordered that all California prison staff be vaccinated despite objections from the governor and the guards union. The only exceptions are for religious or medical reasons. Now, U.S. District Judge John Tager gave the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation 2 weeks to say how it will comply with his orders and to consider other ways to increase the inmate vaccination rate, including a possible mandatory vaccination policy for all prisoners. Mandatory vaccinations in the state's prison system have been opposed by the Prison Guard Union and Governor Newsom. Instead, the governor's administration has ordered vaccinations or testing for all state employees, including correctional employees. The judge's order does not allow for the frequent testing option. Prison officials pointed out that almost all of the 99,000 inmates in the state system have been offered the vaccine, and 76% are fully vaccinated, along with 57% of employees. The California Correctional Peace Officers Association argues if employees refuse to comply with the mandate, it could result in staff shortages. The Prison Guard Union is threatening a possible appeal of this new mandate.
Well, the search continues for a railroad flatman who allegedly led Calaveras sheriff deputies on a high-speed chase in a stolen Dodge Ram truck. Calaveras Sheriff's Office has now released an earlier booking photo of Jacob Aaron Main, which has been posted on the KVGC Facebook page. Now, as we reported earlier this week, 43-year-old Maine led deputies on a chase across several roads in the Willsieville Railroad Flat area, eventually jumping out of the truck in an area of Railroad Flat near Noble Road. The truck rolled back into a sheriff deputy vehicle, pinning the deputy inside the vehicle for a short time. Now, despite a perimeter set up around the area, Maine able to escape. Inside the stolen truck, 60 grams of methamphetamine, 29 grams of heroin, hypodermic needles, and a loaded 9mm handgun. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office asking anyone with info on Maine's whereabouts to contact the office at 754-6500 or call the anonymous tip line, 754-6030.
And PG&E customers are reporting automated calls threatening to disconnect service. According to PG&E, customers are reporting telephone scams with calls that show PG&E on the caller ID. The utility says the caller will instruct you to press a menu option and then you're connected to someone who asks for personal information. This is a scam. Hang up. Be aware that PG&E is not making these calls. Scammers have disguised their true phone numbers or simply claim to be from PG&E. PG&E would never ask for your financial information over the phone. False financial requests like this should be taken and treated as scams. PG&E's corporate security department and local authorities investigate all reported scams. So if you feel you've been targeted by a scam, contact your local law enforcement and then PG&E at 1-833-500-7226. That's 1-833-500-7226.
And the West Point Lumberjack Day Committee holding the 45th annual Lumberjack Day celebration Saturday. The celebration includes a parade, street fair, soapbox derby, and car show. The following roads will be impacted by the celebration on Saturday. Spink Road from Maine to the VFW Hall will be closed from 7 to 5, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, Pine Street from Maine to Highway 26 will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Main Street from 26 to Bavard Street will be closed from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please observe all traffic control signs and instructions of on-site personnel.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.